Today is Monday, May 14th, 2018, and we're in the Founders Room at Raven Landing Senior Community. And I'm here with Hope Helms, who's a resident at Raven Landing. And Hope, I thank you very much for coming today and being a part of the Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. We'll start first with a little biographical information. Can you tell us where and when you were born?
I was born in Rust City, Minnesota in 1928.
Okay, and where did you grow up?
I grew up in Minnesota in the Midwest. Where?
And what did your parents do?
My dad was he worked for a lumbering company many, many years. My mother didn't work.
Oh, she was a stay-at-home mom. Did you have some siblings?
I had a twin sister who's passed away, and I had a brother who passed away, and I have two other sisters, but I'm the oldest.
But you're the oldest. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're celebrating your 90th birthday in 2 weeks, right?
That's right.
That's going to be a special occasion. Yes, that is going to be it. So you grew up there. Okay, tell me about things that you did with your siblings, especially your twin sister. Tell me about that. I have twin brothers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. My twin sister and I always were together. You know, we always got along. We did a lot of skiing and sliding. You know, it isn't like it is today.
Was this a big town or a small?
No, I lived in a very small town. I lived on a farm.
On a farm.
Yeah. I went to school, a country school, until high school.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to ride a bus to high school every day, and that was 4 miles. Yeah.
Okay. And so you graduated from the high school, and what did you do after high school?
After high school, I worked for a resort for about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, what did you do there?
Wait on tables, raked yards, worked in the garden, whatever was to do. That's
oh,
what I did, yeah.
So now, was that resort open year-round or just in
just in the summertime.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so you didn't work in the winter?
Then I went to Minneapolis and worked at Kresge's.
Oh, yeah.
For a couple of years, yeah. Then I came back to where I was born, and then I worked at the hospital.
You worked at the hospital?
In Minnesota, yeah.
And what did you do at the hospital?
I was worked in the diet kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah. And when I came up here to Alaska, that's my first job.
That
the St. Joseph Hospital in the diet kitchen.
Oh. Well, are there any stories about your parents or your ancestors that stand out that you would want anyone to know about?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, tell us what brought you to Alaska.
Well, Roy's sister, my husband's brother, and his wife came.
Well, tell me when you got married. Did you get married before you came to
Alaska?
Oh, yes. Where did you meet your husband?
My husband was in the service, and when he got out of the service, I met him in Osakis, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
And then we were married in there. And we were married 6 years before we came to Fairbanks.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Was he in the military then?
No.
He was discharged. He got out of, yes. He was discharged. And so what brought you to, what made you come to Alaska?
Well, then his brother came for a visit, and his wife, and talked my husband into coming to Fairbanks.
Oh.
So we did. That was a very rush, I'll tell you. Didn't have much time to think about it.
And what year was this?
In 1955.
1955. Yeah. Oh.
In the wintertime, it was the 17th of December, and it was dark, and I can remember it was 35 below. I thought to myself, what are we doing here? I gotta forget it.
And so his brother was still here with him?
Oh, his brother had lived here about 4 years.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
And so your husband came in, so what did he do then?
He worked construction.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he worked for Independent Lumber for many years, mm-hmm. And that's what he did. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And when did you have children? Before you came to
Alaska? Oh, yeah, I had a son that was 6 years old before I came. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you had another son?
Afterwards, 10 years later.
10 years?
So they're 10 years apart.
They're 10 years apart,
yeah.
Okay. And those sons, do they still live here?
Both my sons live here. Yes.
Oh, they do.
In the wintertime. I mean, in the summertime, and they go out in the wintertime.
They go out now, in the wintertime. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you you worked here also? So what did you do when you came to Fairbanks?
I worked at the hospital for a year. And then I got a job at Foodland, the old Foodland store, as a meat wrapper. And I worked there ever since, for 30 years.
You worked there for 30 years?
As a meat wrapper, yeah.
As a meat wrapper.
And boy, things have changed since then.
Foodland wasn't even built when you came in 55.
In 55. No, Foodland was down on 6th.
Yeah.
Downtown, I guess they call it downtown.
Uh-huh.
And then they built that new store.
Yeah.
And then I went.
Yeah, it was a little store, but and then they moved to the big store, and you moved to the big store.
Yeah. From the little store to the big store,
yeah. Yeah. Were you there during the flood?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Yeah, we was here during the flood.
Yeah.
So the next time they have a flood, I'm going to go in the boat and just float down the Richardson Highway.
Where were you living when that happened? In Fairbanks?
We lived on Noble Street.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Our basement was flooded, but we had a daylight apartment. So the people that lived in the basement rented the basement. It filled up, clear up to the top of the ceiling,
uh-huh.
The basement apartment. But ours, we lived on top, never.
Yeah.
We had 22 people in our house.
Because you didn't have any water.
No, they didn't have no water, and they had no place to go. And so we had 22 people.
Oh.
And one dog, they had puppies in my closet.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my husband took us to a friend that lived on the same street as I did, took us to work in a boat to Foodland.
Oh.
So we went, rode in a boat to Foodland for a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
For a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really something.
That was something.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
So, and then your husband passed away.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, what made you decide to come to Raven Landing?
Well, my husband and I had talked about it, you know, before. And, of course, we've seen it grow, you know, when it first started.
Uh-huh.
And we went to a lot of their meetings. Uh-huh. And then we decided that would be where we would go when time came, and that's how I got here.
And that's how you got here. So, but he had died before you came here.
Yes, yes, he had died. So my son said, "That's where you're going, Mother. We don't have to worry about you falling down or falling on the ice or
mowing the lawn
or shoveling the snow." Yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
So how I came.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell us about your experience here at Raven Landing?
Well, I haven't been here that long. I've only been here about couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like it, and it was hard for me to get used to because I'm kind of a private person. I'm not a very outgoing person, and so I know all these people, and then go to lunch or dinner or supper with all these people. You know, that was hard to get used to. And then we lived in the house, you know, and come and go and go out and say hello to your neighbors in the morning or whatever. It wasn't like that here. It was a big
adjustment
for me. It was, because I've never lived in an apartment like this or anything like this before. I lived on a farm.
Yeah.
Wide open spaces.
Well, I'll ask you this question, but if you don't have an answer for it, about what is your favorite age?
She told me
before that her favorite age is going to be in 2 weeks because they're having a big party for her.
That's about it.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you would like for your great-grandchildren to one day be visiting Alaska and be able to read about you?
Not really, because I don't think after I'm gone they'll ever be here anyway. I really don't.
You don't think that?
No, I don't think so. They got their own lives. One lives in Yakima. He's a cop. And the other daughter is into forensic medicine. She does blood work for transplants.
Uh-huh.
And she lives in San Diego. And then I have this one grandson that's here that's graduated from college this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't stay here either.
No,
I don't think so. He's going to go where the jobs are, and that's it.
Well, good. Well, I want to thank you so much, Hope, for participating in this program. I mean, I know that you probably didn't want to, but that's wonderful to hear your story.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your contribution to this program.